Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Just a note, this podcast occasionally contains strong language and ambient sirens.
You're listening to City of Ghosts, an audio series presented by Storytellers Inc., created by Karina Green and Ryan Patch. Starring Bridget Lundy Payne, Aaron Dark, Moises Arias, Golshifteh Farahani, Kevin Pollock, Birch Summer, and with James Scully.
Please, I need your help. Please, can you hear me? See me? Where did you come? Come back. Come back. Please, can you hear me?
Just give me five back.
Don't got any change, man.
What?
It's the start of my shift. All I got's a couple of ones.
NYC taxi shifts change at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., so given it's 3 in the afternoon, I think either you're the most unlucky cab driver in Manhattan, or you're lying.
Fucking bitch.
Excuse me?
I said have a nice day!
Welcome to the Union Club, miss. Do you have a reservation?
I'm meeting someone, actually.
Who are you?
Good to see you, Congressman.
Hold on. I'm waiting for someone. You can't just
barge
in here and
Sorry, I'm late.
What?
Excuse me, miss?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a drink, please? Whatever he's having.
Of course.
This is a private club. That'll go on my bill.
Thank you.
You're my contact. I thought you were L, as in short for Leroy.
Nope. L, as in Eleanor.
That's not possible.
Why?
Well, I was expecting...
Someone with more gravitas. Someone with a trustworthy salt and pepper vibe. Too bad.
Fine. Did you get it, at least? Did you?
I did. But... we need to discuss the price.
What?
I'm raising it by 5,000.
What?
It was a lot harder to retrieve than I anticipated. Required more resources to ensure that these are the only copies.
You can't do that. We had an agreement.
I don't remember signing anything.
I'm not paying more.
That's fine.
What? Wait. Do you know who I am? Do you know I could ruin you?
Ruin me? Really, Congressman?
Yeah, I...
What's that saying? Hell hath no fury. Especially when that woman has pictures of you with your mistress in a Cornelia Street love nest. We could find out how durable your ruinous power is, though. Because Mr. Mariello, you know him, offered me an impressive amount for any information I had on you.
I
told him I couldn't help, I was already engaged, and I don't betray the confidence of my clients. But perhaps if you're releasing me from our agreement...
I get it.
I can make a call right now.
Wait. I'll pay.
Really?
Yes. I'll pay the 5,000.
Six.
I just need to call my bank.
Your drink, ma'am?
Thank you.
6,000, yes, immediately. Well, I'm giving you authorization. Thank you. It's done. And you won't like that. It's made with scotch.
Really?
You like scotch.
It's nice to meet you, Congressman. Call me again sometime. Hi, Talia.
Oh, so your phone is working.
What?
Because you weren't picking it up last night when I was trying to call you. You do remember where you were supposed to be, right? My gala, the one you promised you wouldn't miss?
I have...
And also, I left a message on your machine yesterday to remind you, and I'm guessing you somehow didn't get that.
I haven't been sleeping at home, so...
I even had a gown shipped to your apartment. I told all my donors you would be there, and then you don't show up. Do you know how embarrassing that was? I had to stand there, humiliated in front of half of New York.
Please, I don't think it was half of New York.
You can keep appointments with clients all day long, but you can't remember your own sister's gala? Or did you forget on purpose?
Well, maybe I just didn't want to watch a bunch of rich people make themselves feel good by tossing out pocket change to help the mentally ill.
Pocket change is better than nothing. And you couldn't put up with it to support me, to finally meet my fiancé?
Right, I forgot. James.
Yes, James. And I know you can't stand him, as you've made abundantly clear, but like it or not, I am marrying him, and he wants to meet you.
I don't know, Tal. The whole rich, white, Ivy League thing, it's not really me. And I don't really understand why you think it's you, either.
Please, Elle, not everyone lives in a paranoid world of shadow people like you do. I worked hard to get into this world, and I would like just a little support from my only sister here.
I don't have time for this. I need to go.
Wait, Elle.
What?
Are you at least taking your meds?
Hey, man, are you getting in or what?
I am, Tal. South on 7th, to the Financial District. I'm going to that big department store, across from the Twin Towers.
Eleanor, can you hear me?
Can you change the station?
Pay attention.
Don't like jazz, huh?
No, not really.
Hello. Can I help you find anything?
No, thank you. I'm just looking.
Yo.
Prizrak.
How'd it go with the congressman?
Fine. He was more unstable than I thought he'd be, so I raised the fee.
Told you he'd fold like a stack of cards.
Yeah. Now who's the new client? You still haven't told me anything. I'm standing in a department store like an idiot.
Relax. He's really rich, which I know is priority one for you. Rising real estate developer. And he'll find you.
And the job he has for me?
No idea, but I vouch for him.
I've got to go. Someone's coming.
Miss Rivkin?
That would be me. And your masseuse, I presume. Interesting meeting location.
I prefer not to use my offices for a variety of reasons, and I need some new dress shirts. Thank you for agreeing to see me on such short notice.
So what kind of dirt do you want excavated?
This is a little different than your usual work. I want you to investigate my sister's death.
What?
Her name was Sahara, and she was killed several weeks ago. The police have ruled it a mugging gone wrong, but the investigation was limited at best.
So you think they're wrong?
Yes, I believe she was purposefully targeted. She was a reporter working on what she was calling a big story and acting strangely before her murder.
Did you tell the police any of this?
Well, they were not inclined to listen, I'm afraid, to someone like me with a name they couldn't pronounce.
Murder is a little outside my wheelhouse. I'm used to run-of-the-mill dirt, affairs, tax evasion, the occasional fraud or blackmail. And if you flake, I can't turn around and sell it to someone else. Why me and not an actual PI?
Prizrak recommended you.
I didn't realize Prizrak had such high-end clients.
They've done a few jobs for me in the past. Kept the company's computer safe from this internet thing. Did good enough for me to trust their word. Ms. Rivkin, I understand this is beyond your usual scope, but money is not an issue. This is my sister, and I need to know the truth about what happened to her.
Okay, fine. But you pay half up front, and I can't guarantee anything.
I understand. Email me a sum, and I will have the money transferred. I will also have the keys to my sister's apartment delivered. All her notes should still be there.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Rivkin.
Al.
Please keep me updated with your progress. Thank you, Al.
Sure. I'll see you around, Masood.
Coffee shop at the corner.
To reschedule the meeting on Friday.
Did you get it?
No, he doesn't know anything.
Bonaparte, we talked about this. You're supposed to stay off my desk. Remember that discussion? And not walk across my computer. Please lounge on the bed instead, Your Majesty.
Talia's fancy gala that she's insisting you be subjected to is on Friday, May 8th at 8 p.m. Don't be late or she'll probably skin you alive.
Oh, I know. She scares me too sometimes.
Listen.
Damn it! It was my favorite mug.
Please, listen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can't believe I'm still keeping these diaries, I guess is the best word for them. Pretty soon I'm gonna have an entire shelf full of tapes. No one tell Dr. Cohen he was right about how much these help. His head's big enough already, and I'd really like to keep some of my pride intact after I told him this was bullshit. The voices have been creeping in again lately. No matter how much I keep up with the mantra. You're not real, and I don't have to listen to you. You're not real, and I don't have to listen to you. Yet I wonder if it really has any effect at all, or if it's a placebo that's finally wearing off. I mean, it's all coming from the same broken brain. Makes sense, it would fail eventually. Anyway, I'm gonna do my best to keep ignoring them. I can't let them hinder my work. Not on a job with one of the biggest paychecks I've ever seen. They're not going to win. Not again. I have a few potential moneymakers. First, our comptroller is apparently skimming off the top of municipal pension funds.
Well, I deduct points for originality.
I need you to pull bank records, but his term's up for renewal soon, and I'm sure Gilman would love a chance at revenge. Unless, of course, Meyer wants to pay us first. We'll need to check if he has the funds for that and isn't likely to get spooked and overreact.
He's got the backing of the Giuliani political machine. He'll find the cash.
Oh, yes. The eternal piggy bank. We'll need to find a new golden garbage disposal when his term's up.
It's New York. There'll always be money and it'll always be crooked. How'd it go with Masood?
Prizrak.
What? I'd like to know.
Did you listen to anything I said?
Controller got greedy, need to get bank records, could sell to the Apple team since term's almost up, but you have to get the cash from Rudy. How'd it go with Masood?
He wants me to investigate his sister's death.
Oh, wow. What'd you tell him?
I said I'd look into it, but no guarantees.
And why the hell are we talking about a controller? Did he give you the access to our apartment? Get over there, bring me along, that way
I can help.
Slow
down, we still have other jobs. That's why we're talking about a controller.
We talked about him, though. The apartment, are you going?
Why? It's not going anywhere.
Because I'm curious, and free tonight.
You are free every night.
Well, yeah, but it's our first murder investigation. You could show a little more enthusiasm.
Yeah, I don't think enthusiasm is the right word.
Drive, initiative, motivation, focus, anything but sitting around talking about comptrollers.
Fine. I'll go to the apartment. As long as you get me those bank records for the comptroller.
You'll have them by sunup.
What, Talia?
Look, I'm sorry. I got carried away.
I'm sorry, too. I should have written it down or something.
I just wanted you to get to know James and his world. He's going to be family soon. And you could have made a lot of connections at the gala who could have led to jobs.
I told you, Talia, that's your world.
And I told you there is a place for you in it if you just try.
I don't want to try, Tal.
Like, I am afraid that you are wasting your life, Elle. What you do isn't a career, bumming around with these people.
People pay good money for this work, Tal.
I am concerned for you, Elle.
Yeah, I can see that.
I wanted to remind you that the brownstone is still empty.
Oh my God.
Ever since James and I moved in together.
Talia!
It just would make me a lot more comfortable if I knew that you had a place.
You should just sell it. Give me half the cash and be done with it. You'd get half a million.
Don't you care about the memory of Mom and Dad and what they built?
That house is not what they built. It's a memory of what we lost. I'm tired of telling you, but you're not actually my mother. And you don't need to keep looking out for me. I've never asked you for your help.
Oh, so I should have waited for you to ask before paying for the hospital stay, for your meds, making sure you got back on your feet when you returned to the city.
That was our parents' money.
Yes, and I was happy to give you some of my share after you blew yours.
Okay, I think we're done here, Mom. I have to go. Fancy.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Just going upstairs, watering a friend's plant.
Okay. Please sign the guest book at the front desk before you go up.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Ms. Smith.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm in the elevator. There's a night watchman downstairs, a security camera in the elevator itself, and a lock on the main door. Not airtight, but pretty decent. If someone wanted to poke around, they'd have to jump through a few hoops. You're not real, and I don't have to listen to you. You're not real, and I don't have to listen to you. Okay. Apartment 805, 805, 805. Ah, 805. Holy shit.
Hey, you made it.
Yeah, but we have a problem.
What kind of problem?
The place is a mess. It looks like a hurricane came through. Or someone on a very wild treasure hunt.
Shit.
My thoughts exactly. They were definitely looking for something.
Maybe they didn't find everything?
I'll look around.
On the somewhat bright side, this is evidence in support of not a mugging theory.
You really have a strange definition of bright side. I'll call you back. Something tells me I am already in over my head.
Listen, you have to stop them.
Today's episode of City of Ghosts was written by Karina Green and produced by Joanne Vo and Ryan Patch. Sound was mixed by Rick Rush and the Oddhouse Audio team. Casting by Daryl Eisenberg and Ali Beans at Eisenberg Beans Casting. And I'm Ryan Patch, your director, asking you to connect with us online and subscribe so we can see you next time here on City of Ghosts.